letting the bells take us into our practice of the body scan. As we take our postures, whatever they may be, sitting, lying down, standing, and just take a moment to connect with the touch points so that you begin to feel grounded in body. And bring a hand to your heart or elsewhere as a way to remind yourself to open in a friendly awareness as you practice. Remember too your aspirations for being here today, letting them also guide you. Letting your hand rest back however you like, engaging soothing touch at any point, and allowing for some nice full breaths to settle into a sense of body and breathing. Letting the breathing just be as it is, subside, and feeling breath and body together for a few moments. And so the body is really incredibly wondrous. We often get caught up in complaints about our bodies, about what's not working 100%, all the while forgetting that we're alive and what a miracle being alive is and how wondrous all the different parts of the body are. And so when we open with some wonder to the body, we might find some measure of appreciation may be possible. So here's a little poem from Holly Holden. The opening line, "Today I asked my body what she needed." We'll take that as the title. "Today I asked my body what she needed, which is a big deal considering my journey of not really asking that much. I thought she might need more water or protein or greens or yoga or supplements or movement. But as I stood in the shower reflecting on her stretch marks, her roundness where I would like flatness, her softness where I would like firmness, all those conditioned wishes that form a bundle of never quite rightness, she whispered very gently, 'Could you just love me like this? Could you just love me like this?'" So I will endeavor to help you to open into some wonder about the body and see if love may naturally flow from there, or at least appreciation, which is part of love. So feeling a few nice full breaths. Releasing the breath on the exhale as we let our attention drop down into our feet. And so with a friendly, mindful awareness, we notice the sensations in the feet just as they are, no more, no less. We might notice that we're able to notice our feet. We can feel them. In fact, we can feel them with a great deal of detail. And even when parts of the body are struggling and we offer kindness, we can at the same time offer appreciation for these signals from our wounds, whether in the feet or elsewhere. So as we notice sensations in the feet, being aware of the toes. And how every toe is vital. If you injure your baby toe, you'll have trouble walking. Appreciating that there are a multitude of bones in the feet and ankles. And many tiny muscles. And the nerves from the brain making it all work, and then back to the brain. A highway of information. And then letting the attention move into the ankles, the shins, the calves. Aware of how strong these bones and muscles are. Letting the attention come back as it wanders. Keep letting go of all that is not serving you. The commentary, the worry, the fretting, the planning. Letting the body be a refuge just as it is. A refuge in the present moment. Noticing now, if you will, the knees. All of our joints are complicated, the knees, very complicated. Weight bearing, powerful. Even when they're injured and arthritic, they're still powerful. Here in the knees or anywhere, when there's discomfort, can you open to the sensations rather than the label of discomfort or pain? Rather open into the raw ingredients of pulling and stretching and burning. And perhaps noticing that there are parts of the knees that are okay. Feeling into our amazing knees. And then gently letting the attention move up into the thighs. Largest bones in the body, powerful. Largest muscles include here the buttocks, sense of the sitting bones and the hip joints. hip joints perfectly designed to maximize mobility and stability. And of course, with their weight bearing, they get injured, arthritic. We might give soothing touch here. Appreciating the weaving of the muscles, the quads, the hamstrings. All around the femur. And right up into that perfectly designed hip joint. Letting the breath help us deepen our attention into the lower extremities, breathing all the way down to the toes. We are the two-legged. We walk upright. Thus freeing our hands and arms for all manner of activities, tools which made our brains grow. And so on the out-breath, let's release our awareness from the lower extremities and come to the upper, feeling the hands. Amazing hands. They do so much. They can feel so much. Taking time now to appreciate the multitude of sensations here. Appreciating that opposable thumb that distinguishes us from the other great apes. And letting attention gently move into the wrists and forearms, knowing there are many bones at the wrists, connecting the radius and ulna of the forearm, and all the many muscles in here that are so intricately involved in not just the movements of the arms, but also the hands. We might possibly feel the pulsations at the wrists, the movement of the blood that's come from the heart. carrying the oxygen and all the many nutrients and removing the waste on the return. And we sense into the elbows and the upper arms. And we can feel the humerus in conjunction with the radius and the ulna creating the elbow, allowing us to bend. And sensing into the shoulder joints. And so, in contrast to the hip joints, the shoulder joints are maximized for mobility over stability. And as such, they can get injured, and yet they do so much. And feeling the breath all the way down to the fingertips, sensing into the upper extremities as a whole. The wonder of how much we can do with these arms and hands. Care for ourselves and others, embrace, eat, manipulate various tools. So much we so often take for granted. Yet here it is. Wow. Wow. And letting go of that on the exhale, let's shift our attention down into the pelvic region, where we can notice the buttocks and the sitting bones and the hip joints again, the bones of the pelvic girdle that encloses the bladder and the reproductive organs and the lower intestines. Sensing into this region as if you've never sensed it before. And then gently letting attention move into the abdomen. Feeling the movements of the abdomen with breathing. Again, as if you've never felt it before. Because of course, this breath has never been felt before. And now this one. So often we think we know our bodies, but we don't know. It's all new, unfolding moment to moment. As we feel the abdomen, we're aware to some degree, the intestines there, the stomach, the pancreas, the liver, all involved in the digestion of food, nutrients that keep us alive. The things that are other, that are miraculously transformed into the constituents of our bodies. And letting the attention move through the abdomen to the back, the lower back. Appreciating the sense of the tailbone and sacrum and lumbar spine and the muscles around them supporting the torso. Feeling up the back as we notice the ribs and the muscles between, the movements of the breath through the back. Knowing the rib cage is protecting the kidneys that filter our blood. Keeping what we need, releasing what we don't need, in perfect balance. And letting the attention continue to move up the back as we feel our shoulder blades, those vestiges of wings. We can feel them moving as we breathe. And letting the attention move all the way up the back into the shoulder muscles, feeling the whole rotator cuff around the shoulders, intricate. And letting attention move into the back of the neck. As we feel the sense of the spine and the muscles. And we know too that all along the length of the spine are the great nerves and blood vessels. The aorta, the vena cava. Giving soothing touch at any point when things are a little uncomfortable. Soothing words as need be. Letting the awareness move forward into the chest, where we might possibly notice the pulsations of the heart. As it receives the oxygen from the lungs, delivers it to the whole body. As it receives too the blood that has returned to the heart to be oxygenated yet again and sent to the heart. Feeling the movements of the lungs, the chest wall. And letting attention move into the front of the neck. As we notice sensations here, we can also appreciate that we have the trachea bringing the air in and out. The esophagus delivering the food. And again, those great blood vessels and nerves. And the vocal cords. Feeling the breath from the neck all the way down to the tailbone. Feeling the whole of the torso. Releasing that on the exhale, breathing in and out of face and head. And sensing the chin and the jaws. And feeling into the mouth and appreciating the movements of the mouth for eating, for talking, for laughing, for singing. And sensing all the parts of the mouth, the lips, the teeth, the tongue, the palate, the sense of taste. Sweet, salty, sour, bitter. That's what the tongue gives us. And then the nose, with scent, gives us all the nuances of flavor. Feeling the nose, the passage of air. Feeling the cheeks and the cheekbones. So many muscles involved in facial expression or emotions or connecting with others. And feeling into the eyes, perhaps even opening them briefly to feel that sense of wonder of seeing. Colors, the shapes, the textures that are known, the beauty of this world. And sensing into the forehead too, so also involved in expression, along with the muscles of the eyes. And soothing touch here as needed. Noticing the ears and really being aware of hearing. and how wild that is. Voices, music, birds. And sensing the scalp and the cranium, protecting the brain, that incredible computer that is conducting everything, all automatically. And allowing us language and humor and insight and executive functions. Breathing in and out of face and head. Letting that extend into the upper extremities, through the torso, and all the way down to the toes, breath and body as a whole. Could you just love me like this? Listening to the end of the bells to finish this practice.